Pleased to have another episode of Now and New here as part of WQKT, and today talking about concealed weapons and a bill, House Bill 227, regarding them here in the state of Ohio, and some amendments to some of the laws that we currently see. And to talk more about it, we bring in the executive director of the Catholic Conference of Ohio, and that is Jerry Freewalt, into the discussion. Jerry, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing good, John. Thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining me here, and thanks for being willing to talk about this topic that, quite frankly, has a lot of people discussing it this morning. And I know you gave some testimony yesterday, or at least this past week. Would you care to explain some of the stuff that you said in your testimony?
Yes, John. You know, the Catholic Church, we're not contesting responsible gun ownership and the Second Amendment. But what we are saying is that as faith communities, we are concerned with the removal of certain requirements for a person to carry a concealed deadly weapon. So because we think that the training that is involved and having people have a permit to carry a concealed weapon is promotes the common good. I've heard from many people who say, actually, you know, the training was really, really good. We learned how to use the gun properly, safely. It just makes common sense for people to be trained and have a permit. But the one of the big reasons of what we testified for was an amended part of the bill that would allow concealed handguns to be carried in our churches unless they post a sign specifically prohibiting such carry. Current law says that right now you cannot carry a concealed carry a weapon into a church or a synagogue or a mosque or, you know, other place of worship. And so what we're saying is, churches are places of peace and of worship, and, you know, it should be a safe place where people can pray without knowing that there are guns around. And so what we are saying is, if a church or a synagogue or a mosque wants to allow a concealed carry, they should be able to post a sign saying that this should be permitted. But we just don't want to have a bunch of churches posting signs all over the place saying we don't want guns in churches.
Yeah, and it really kind of opens up a can of worms maybe that we haven't seen before, doesn't it, Jerry?
Yeah, I mean, again, because, you know, again, people walk into a church and they want to see a door that has, maybe religious symbols on it, a place of peace, of reflection. And I think that people don't want to walk into a door and there's a sign saying, you can or cannot carry a concealed carry into the church. What we're saying is this is a place of peace, a place of sanctuary, and we really do not want guns in our churches unless the church decides to have them in there.
Yeah, and I guess that would take away from the most important part of what that becomes on a Sunday, which is to have a place of worship that people come to probably get away from stuff like that. Am I right in saying that, Jerry?
Yeah, I mean, a church is a place where we build our relationship with God and build our relationship with other people. And, yeah, we carry in a lot of our burdens of society, and sometimes that's even preached about. But do we want to have our churches places where people are fearful to go into it because they're not sure, you know, if people are carrying guns or not?
So what do you hope the next step to this will be then, from your perspective, as we're talking with Jerry Freewalt here, the executive director of the Catholic Conference of Ohio, speaking about concealed weapons and regarding carrying them into churches due to House Bill 227? What do you hope the next step is, Jerry?
Well, I hope the next step is that there's continued discussion and hearings and that they pull out that amendment to the bill and just leave our current Ohio law in place. That's what we're hoping that will happen. And again, the law is prudent. We've had it for several years now. So I think, why do we need to change it? So I think that's what we are going to advocate for, is to take that amendment out.
And again, clarify for my listeners what that law is currently right now.
Well, currently the law with concealed carry in terms of churches, synagogues, and mosques or other places of worship is that you cannot carry a concealed weapon into a place of worship unless the place of worship posts a sign allowing concealed carry.
Jerry, I appreciate the time this morning, sir, and look forward to the next time that we get to chat about something that's hopefully not to do with concealed carry.
Yeah, I enjoyed talking with you, John.